Michael, paper 15.
Okay. This paper 15, our work in progress paper, just to bring us up to date on issues that didn't come to this meeting. We have three ongoing issues where we're continuing to work and expect to bring those to future meetings. The one issue on hold and three new issues as well. On page 5 of paper 15, we've set out what we expect to bring to you for the next two meetings, because the January meeting will be a video conference-based meeting, and we'd said previously when we talked about this that we would use those, or at least use the first one, principally for agenda decisions. So the items you've got listed there on page 5 are all of the tentative agenda decisions that have already been published and are out for comment, and we'll be bringing the analysis of the comment letters to you to finalise those. Now, in this week's meeting, we've had two issues where we've had substantive discussions. We've concluded, yes, we should have tentative agenda decisions, but we said we would bring back wording on those to the next meeting. So we will also bring those to the January meeting as well. So that is the IFRIC 12 discussion that we've just had. We'll bring that to the January meeting. And the paper from paper number 2 yesterday, which was the variable payments for asset purchases, the IFRIC 12 part of that, we said we would bring that back to a future meeting before publishing that. So we'll bring that one as well. And then the March meeting is where we'll bring the new issues that we've got, or ongoing issues where we were working on them since the last meeting, but still got more work and weren't able to bring them to this particular meeting. Clearly, if there are further new issues that we've not yet received between now and, say, you know, sort of end of January, then we'll be looking to see whether we could bring some of those as well to the March meeting as well. So I wanted to just ask if you had any questions on anything in paper 15. Okay.
Just one thing. We talked at one stage about testing the video conference facilities.
Yes.
You know, as somebody who will definitely be making use of them, are we going to do that before?
We will do. Now, Bob, our IT specialist, he will be in touch with you, or we'll put you in touch with him so that he can arrange on a sort of one-to-one basis to test your connection. He did the same with Bonnie prior to this meeting, just to check that your infrastructure works okay and etc. If the video doesn't work for some reason, then we do have the audio line, as we've used in the past for some people who have dialed in. The video conferencing can be, if you've got a video suite available, then that's great. That probably gives better quality in terms of the sound with reduced echo. But as you've seen today, it's worked very well with Bonnie's setup, which is, I guess, Bonnie, it's a laptop and using Google.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've had to use my personal computer to get around the firewalls that we have. So it is worthwhile to. That was, last week, so.
Unfortunately, lost part of your audio there, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
I will be flying in for the January meeting, and obviously if you're already here in London, there's no reason why you can't come here and participate from here to save the number of hookups on the video. The video is not flawless, as we just saw, and we had an experiment yesterday morning with a person dialing in from Beijing from her home. And that was challenging because the bandwidth was obviously a challenge for that situation. And we had a lot of situations where she just broke up and just quit working. So this is still a work in progress, and we'll see how it goes.
S alternative? I mean,
oh, yeah, there will.
Oh, yes. Yes, there will be. Okay.
All right.
Very good.
With that, that concludes if we have any public observers. I see Denise back there.
No, I think no public observers.
No public observers. So had Bob cut us off on the...